Jeff, what do you think of your second-half defense? There's only got 8 field goals in 24 minutes. Did you think it was missed shots, or did you like what you guys did out there?
Well, I thought it was a low-energy game by both teams in the first half. And I thought in the second half we found a better energy. Obviously, they were playing back-to-back. And I thought we had some good stands defensively, Dikembe in particular. And I think they missed some dead-open shots. So I think it was both.
What do you make of Dikembe and the run he's having here, especially guys his age with 19 boards, 5 blocks? What do you make of that run?
Well, he's about 450 minutes total for the year now, so he played very little with Yao. So, well rested. But I think he showed much better production than any of us could hope, and that's a testament to his pride and his enthusiasm that he still has for the game.
You mentioned energy. Was there a change in it or an increase after you put 2 blocks in the arena react? Did it affect other things besides just
I'm just saying, I just think, like, we were low energy. I thought it was a very low energy game. I thought we were just a little bit better. I mean, I just didn't think we had energy at either end of the floor. And, we're not a team that obviously is going to play well if we're not high energy. So, down in the second half, Juwan running out, got a couple fast break layups. Dikembe's blocks, I thought, were good plays. I thought Matt got in the lane a little bit more. I thought Rafer was good, so we had some more energy. I never look at his line. I don't have to look at his line to know he's good. You just got to use your eyes. When you use your eyes, you can watch out there, and he competes every play. He makes a minimum of mistakes. He's a low turnover, high efficiency shooter. I don't know what you term that except a hell of a player. Hell of a player.
Was there any adjustment at all on Brett Parker in the second half? He on the pick and roll defense, he's been pulling up and gotten an easy look. He didn't really get any shots at all in the second half. Did you notice an adjustment there at all, or was just he wasn't getting any shots, period?
Well, I think the threes he got in the first half were not, like you said, easy. I don't think they were easy. I think he was shooting behind the screen, which I don't think is an easy look. I think Rafer then started going over. So, he missed one right in front of our bench. It's a two-pointer that he could have easily made. I just think the thing you have to do as a coach, you have to look at the game objectively. We did some better things in the second half. They looked like they were running on fumes. And so, we did in the first half, too, and we found a way to have a little bit better energy level than they did in the second half. And that's good, because a lot of these, regular season wins are, I don't know what it is, 3 games and 4 nights, and you're trying to find your way. And, I was proud of our energy level in the second half, and I'm glad that the poor first half energy didn't cost us.
You said it before about the feel of the home court advantage you guys are establishing. 13-3 now, I think, at home. It's getting better. Is it something where you guys come home and feel like, hey, we can win all the time at home?
Well, I think it's, from a coach's standpoint, it's not really how I feel. I feel like you can win every game no matter where you play, and I have good energy level because I don't have to do anything physical, I think it's the players who can feed off some extraneous energy when they're a little bit tired, and I think certainly it does help when you have an energy level in the arena you play in for the players. And obviously we're, for the most part, I think we have played pretty inspired, minus the first Laker game. I thought we played very poorly in that game here. And so I think the players are doing their part, and the people that are coming are responding to our players' passion.
Are you also surprised that you're more than just staying afloat without a doubt, that you're winning games, that you're beyond 4 or 5 games, now to 9 games, and
it's still a two-quarter time period to evaluate. All we have to worry about is gathering ourselves to play and re-energizing so we can play a good game against Denver. You try to start making proclamations, which I know is everybody likes to do, like something is solved or, you know, you're doing good or whatever it is. And all you got to do is just focus in what's next, and what's next is Denver. And we still have a long ways to go without Yao, you know. And, you know, we'll see. And really all we're thinking about is how can we play our very best in Denver.